whether you say it or not, I think at any position in the NFL, it's an open competition every single day. If there's a guy better than you that's not playing, he's going to play. And I think you have to go earn the right to start at your position at any level.
Sorry, how confident are you that you're going to be the week one guy?
You know, nothing changes for me. It's the same thing. The mindset doesn't change. Obviously, tonight wasn't a good showcase at all. And, you know, I don't think anything will change. We'll come in tomorrow, watch it, and get to work on Saturday.
What happened tonight?
Didn't make a whole lot of plays. Didn't run the bell. Missed a couple throws down the field. And we're very stagnant, I guess, as an offense. So I thought we did some good things against them during the week in practice. And, we weren't able to do that tonight.
The two to A-Rob in particular, just an underthrow and then on the in-breaking route that came for you under pressure?
No, I just missed both throws. He did a good job winning on both those routes, and I just got to give him the ball.
How will you approach the next couple of days in terms of talking to teammates and how you interact with them?
You know, I think the same thing. I'll approach it the same way. I'll treat tomorrow as I treated yesterday and as I treated today. You know, I don't think anything changes, you know, from my mindset or anything there. You know, I think it's still, you know, my job to go out and earn the respect and trust of those guys as well as the coaching staff. And that's, you know, kind of what I'm on a mission to do.
Blake, you have to be careful not to press.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I guess in a situation like this, you can always get in trouble when you start to press and you start to make everything perfect. Relying on what got me here and just going out and having fun playing football.
Like you got really negative around you. Did you feel some of that? Negativity?
No, I mean, it's hard to not hear people booing, but, you know, if they're cheering or if they're booing, it's kind of irrelevant, at least for me it is. You know, it's outside noise. I think you got to treat adversity and prosperity the same way. They're not booing for no reason. They're booing because you didn't do your job.
Did it ever get in your head, you feel like?
No, I don't think so. It's not the first time I've been booed.
No, not the booed. Maybe your performance.
No. You know, I didn't play well. I missed a couple throws. And was never really to get anything going. It was every time I went out there, it was a fresh, new, clean start.
How do you keep from keeping this from weighing too much on your mind, whether it's at night when you're trying to sleep or during the day, whatever?
Right. I think it's kind of, if you think about it and let it consume you, then it beats you, and you got no chance. So I think you got to kind of just go play, go enjoy it, go have fun. Like I said, go earn the respect and trust of the guys in this locker room and the coaching staff. At the end of the day, the best guy's going to play, and that's, you know, what I'm happy about. If it's me, great. If not, great.
Based on what had happened this week, practices and everything else, did you expect to have that conversation with Doug after what happened today?
I don't know. I don't know if I expected it or didn't expect it. Never thought about it. And I understand that that's something that happens and that's part of the NFL. You know, if you don't play well, you're only going to get so many opportunities until they replace you. And I get that. That's part of the business.
Like you were knocking on the Pro Bowl 2 years ago. What's changed?
Just the lack of consistency, I guess. I think it's all, everything's there. Just got to find a way to put it on display, you know, day in and day out, every single rep.
Are you still having fun?
Yeah, I enjoy playing football. I love doing it. You guys make it hard sometimes, but it's all right.
But do you think you're thinking too much, maybe?
No, not at all. Yeah, I feel.
No,
I feel good. I really do. I feel fine. I missed a couple throws tonight in a preseason game. That's about, you know, I think the end of it as far as, you know, my thought process is concerned.
Will you go forward with this, with the thinking that this is still your job, to win, to take?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I'll come in every day and prepare, I'm going to go take all the one reps, and I'm going to do that for as long as they let me do it and try to do it as best as I can.
Last one. Do you have the respect of your teammates, particularly the receiver?
Until they told me otherwise, you know, I would optimistically probably think so. I think we have a good relationship, or I have a good relationship with those guys, and they work as hard as they can to get open and make plays. And, you know, I work as hard as I can to get them the ball in the right situations. And, you know, sometimes there's letdowns on both ends. So I think it goes both ways. But, you know, I think I have to do a better job of giving them chances, definitely.